At a recent gathering of the National Coalition of 100 Black Women in Woodlawn, the priorities and goals of the advocacy group came up.
We are very concerned about the today and the tomorrow for African-American women and their families. We have traditionally been left out of the mainstream in terms of moving up in leadership, being represented, making people understand who we are and what our individual needs are.
Michelle McNeil Emery is the immediate past president of the Baltimore chapter of the Coalition of 100 Black Women. She defers to the national president emeritus, Dr. Ann Emery, to discuss what happened in the winter of 1970 in New York City, where 24 black women began meeting in their homes to assess the problems and opportunities left behind in the wake of the turbulent 60s.
We felt back in the years when it was started that women, particularly African-American women, were left out of the areas of leadership in the areas that we have chosen as our specific priorities.
Dr. Emery says it was worse than the glass ceiling syndrome.
For a long time, we had not gone even to the glass ceiling. A few women have gotten through the glass ceiling, but it has been very tough and is still very tough.
Dr. Emery says for the rest of the 1970s and 1980s, they slowly but persistently worked to get noticed.
It's a male-dominant society, and the men have the opportunity to appoint their friends or their acquaintances, and we kind of get left out. And particularly in the area, say, the judgeships. You don't have a lot of women presidents of higher education institutions. A few are coming through now, but back in the 80s, they were not there. They were absent. So we had to push to make sure they knew that we were competent, that we were knowledgeable, and that we give service.
Dr. Emery says eventually the coalition mobilized its emerging stature and became a visible force of influence, promoting gender and racial equality.
We've been very active with the governors in looking at women of color who were competent in the legal field. And so we did recommend a number of them, and they have been appointed. I would think that's one of our accomplishments.
Today, Michelle McNeil Emery says they reach out to young African-American girls every chance they get.
Well, you know, all of us are mothers and aunts and sisters and friends. And so whenever we have an opportunity, we ask people to join us in our efforts. And all of the time, it's not about work. We have fun together. But whenever you have an opportunity to talk to another person, you have an opportunity to encourage or empower them to do better for themselves or to actually go out and get others and bring them into the fold.
Laura Knight, the current president of the Baltimore Metro Chapter, says their next vehicle for that will be June 16th.
We've sponsored a forum, the Candidates Forum, with AARP, and this year we'll be with them talking about the changes in Social Security and how it affects women and all members of our society, but especially women.
John Patty, WBAL and WBAL.com.